this week has not been enjoyable for me at all. Thinking every day about having to win this game. Obviously, after losing against Arsenal in a week, the first half we'd done all right, but second half wasn't good enough. And then you have 2 days to recover for probably the biggest game of the season. And to come in and play the way the lads did today, every one of them I thought was great. And under hot conditions in that stadium, against a good team, I thought we was fantastic.
Just give us an idea of how much more pressure has been on you this week and going into today, because you've had everything laid bare in the newspapers, on the radio, on TV, about West Ham, about your manager, about whether or not you're going to go down.
Yeah, I mean, look, listen, at the end of the day, people can say, you can always say, oh, don't read it or don't listen to it, but you're human. We're humans. I've said that. Football players are not made in factories. We've all got feelings, and when you've got friends in the club that are getting stick, it does hurt sometimes. But we'd be the first ones to say, obviously, over the past month or month and a half, we haven't been good enough. I've said that. I've come out and said that some of the social media stuff does hurt players' confidence. I was the first one to say that. But I've seen a lot lately, the fans' websites and all that sort of stuff, and Twitter, and was so positive about today's game and saying, well, look, listen, no matter what's happened over the last month or so, we need to go to the game today and we need to get behind the lads no matter what happens. And today's atmosphere I thought was fantastic, because it wasn't the best game in the world. Of course it wasn't going to be, you know, with what was at stake, but the fans were a massive, massive part of that today, and from start to finish they was fantastic.
There aren't many English players that have played 400 games for one club in the Premier League over the last however long, actually, since football became more of a global game. When you go home and sit down tonight, that must be something you sit down and think, wow, I seriously achieved something here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a lot of players that have played 400 games, but to stay at a club and play under so many different managers, you know, because sometimes obviously I've heard people say that, oh, I'm playing in the team because I'm a local boy and all that stuff, but there's been a lot of local boys come through this club, and they haven't quite made the grade, but I've played under six different managers, I think, and always played in their teams and always been a major part of West Ham. And to be brought up in the area and play 400 games, and someone told me I'm only the 19th person in history to do that, is something I'm really proud of.
One other thought, just a thought about Slaven. I mean, how's he kept you together? How's he made sure that you haven't sunk under attack, as you might say, with everyone saying, oh, West Ham, this is they're going there down, etc., etc.?
Because I think, yeah, it's all part and parcel of the job. I mean, if you don't win games as a manager now, the game is ruthless and people are calling for your head. But I think a lot of players have come out and said that we're fully behind the boss. I've said that. And I think the way we played today showed that for sure. No one likes losing games. I mean, it ain't like we go into the training ground after we've lost a game and we're all high-fiving and over the moon. It ain't a good atmosphere, and it's something I hate. And I said to someone else in a week, I said that my life at West Ham the last 13 years, as much as it's been amazing and I've done things that I never ever thought I'd do, but I've never really been able to relax during the week and enjoy myself, because I know how important the win is on a Saturday, simple as. That might sound silly, because obviously we get paid a lot of money to do what we do, and people think that driving nice cars and living in nice houses is enjoyable, but it's only enjoyable if you win on a Saturday, and that is full stop. That's not for every player, I'd say that now. Some players manage to forget about it and go home and enjoy themselves, but for me it's always been, even if we've beat Chelsea or beat Spurs or someone like that, a local derby on a Saturday afternoon, I wake up on a Sunday happy, obviously, but then straight in my mind is, we've got another game on Saturday, and if we don't win, then we've got to do this, or we might be closer to the bottom, or we've got to get into Europe. It's I know it sounds really strange, but weeks ain't quite enjoyable if you don't win.
This result takes you now 8 points clear of the relegation zone, 6 games to go. Just how much closer is survival now? How much more do you need?
I think today was massive. I think we need 3 points. 3 points out of the next 6 games. But, I mean, if you aim for that, you might achieve it. But if you aim higher, I mean, if we can get 6, 7 points out of the next 5 or 6 games, then what's been a tough season for everyone, not only me, but all the players, the staff. I'm not talking just the coaching staff, I'm talking about the staff at West Ham, because if we don't win, we go in with the ump and to the training ground with the ump, and it's not nice for everyone else. So to be safe is massive, and then obviously regroup and go again next season.
And just finally, Sunderland next week, another scrap, given that they're right down at the bottom.
Yeah, it's going to be a scrap. They always are. Every game in the league now, you can't go to any team thinking that you're going to win. You have to give everything, and if you drop 10%, you get beat, simple as. So we need to go there and play with the same passion, the same heart as we did today, and we'll get a good result.